I didn't finish the roll call.
Okay.
So, Commissioner Von Heeter Leopold?
Yes.
Commissioner Miley? Commissioner Haggerty?
Yes.
Commissioner Chan? Commissioner Marchand? Commissioner Thorne? Commissioner Halbert? Commissioner Slindorio?
Yes.
Commissioner Pico?
Yes.
Okay. I would then ask for public comment. Anyone in the audience who wishes to speak on any matter not listed on the agenda within the jurisdiction that will be allowed out may have up to 3 minutes now. If anyone who wishes to speak, so no one is having no reason for that. We will then go forward to the Eaton Township Health Care District Special Study. And the project consultants will present the final draft of the central study of government options for the Eaton Township Health Care District, which incorporates comments received on the public review draft and responses to these comments. The purpose of the special study is to review the services provided by the district, its financial position, including any future obligations, and analyze various government options, including demolition.
Good evening, commissioners and audience members, and thank you all for coming this evening. Lasso's project consultant, Richard Burstyn, will provide an overview of the final draft of the special study. As you may recall, on January 31st, Richard presented the public review draft of the special study to Lasso, and the commission accepted public comments at that meeting. All the written comments that were submitted to Lasso regarding the study were included as Appendix B in the final draft of the study. Since the meeting agenda was distributed, Lasso received 3 additional written comments, which were provided to you in your seat. One was from Tony Santos, one was from the East Township Healthcare District, and then one was from the Castro Valley Municipal Advisory Council. I attended the Castro Valley Municipal Advisory Committee Municipal Advisory Council meeting last night that was held here in this library, and I responded to several questions that the council members had. At tonight's meeting, staff recommends that the commission receive the final draft of the special study and consider whether the study is complete, accept the special study report along with any desired changes, and provide direction to staff regarding the next steps, which may include preparing materials for the Fair Employment Amendment and or commission-initiated dissolution, and also consider setting a hearing date regarding future action. Richard will provide a brief summary of the study's conclusions and then focus on the changes that were made to the public review draft in response to the comments received. Before I hand over to Richard, I just wanted to summarize the events that have led us up to this point, once again, for everyone's benefit. Back in 2013, Lasso reviewed the Eaton Township Healthcare District as part of our regular Spirit Implement Update Program. And the commission adopted municipal service determination and provisional sphere of influence for the district. The district provided a status update to Lasso in 2014, at which time the committee removed the provisional status of the sphere of influence. In 2015, the district provided another update to Lasso. And then in February 2016, there was special legislation that was introduced that would have required Lasso to dissolve the district if certain criteria were met. Subsequently, in June 2016, there was a grand jury report issued with findings and recommendations regarding the district. And subsequently, the city of Hayward requested that Lasso do a special study. Lasso held three public meetings to gather input. And they were very well attended meetings. Two were in October, one was in November. Then again, in January 2017, the draft report was presented to the commission. In my draft report, I mentioned a few of the statewide efforts that are currently happening, which may affect healthcare yet the district. And those include study being done by the Little Hoover Commission. Major Commission has heard about a couple of times at prior meetings. And that study is of special districts in general. There was an oversight workshop. I think the Little Hoover Commission actually was more like a workshop session that had to do with healthcare districts. And subsequently, there was a draft report presented to the commission, and the commission rejected the draft study and that draft report rather, and requested that the staff hold additional public hearings for the commission. So I'm expecting to hear something about that maybe in the summer or fall of this year, and it's not clear whether there will be anything regarding healthcare districts or not, ultimately, in that study that the Hoover Commission is doing. Another effort is the Assembly Local Governing Committee held an oversight hearing on March 8th about healthcare districts, and they heard from several healthcare districts themselves, and several of LACOs also attended and provided some information to the Assembly Local Governing Committee. And subsequent to that hearing, there has been legislation introduced that would impose certain requirements on healthcare districts, which are fairly basic requirements around having a website and adopting annual budget. And there's also a requirement that if the healthcare district provides grants, that they have policies in place about their grant making and how they're going to do what they do. There's also another effort that I just wanted to mention around inactive districts, which is not going to focus on healthcare districts, but it's an effort by Senator Wachowski and the State Controller's Office to identify inactive districts as they are looking to design them, and it would provide for an expedited method of dissolving those districts. And so that effort through the State Controller's Office has moved forward. They have identified a bunch of inactive districts and sent out letters to the LACOs and the various other entities that are locations where those inactive districts are located. And Senator Wachowski is still working on a bill and language around what he wants to do and how he's going to do it. So I just wanted to mention those efforts. So with that, Richard Burson is here, and he's going to provide some update. And after his presentation, I will provide some information about the potential for that.
Thank you, Wanda. Since the release of the public review draft, I interviewed comments that have been received on the draft before that I've met with mayors of cities and their staff, along with Mona and gathered their input. And as Mona mentioned, you'll find comments and also responses attached to the appendix B to the report. I'm not going to go through each one of them at this point, other than I'm happy to answer any questions you might have about them. And of course, I assume everybody's read the report in terms of cover to cover. So I'll just hit on that. Highlight and focus on the summary of findings, which really capture the majority of the changes. There were a number of relatively minor technical corrections or fixes and additional information throughout the report, and many of the changes to the findings are also scattered in several places throughout the report wherever they were relevant. The major findings of the report, though, fundamentally didn't change. First finding, of course, which in the summary, which is on page 6 of the current report, dissolution of the district without continuing its services is unwarranted. That finding remains. I have added some tests. The district has noted that its services, in addition to providing grants, also include providing medical office space, although the report notes much of that office space falls outside of the district boundaries and we don't have good information as to how many district residents are served in the facility. The report also includes now a list of goals of the district, which they publish on their website. There were several comments we received about either lack of goals or lack of connection between goals and actions, and where possible, I've noted where those connections exist. For example, there's lots of things there is an explicit goal related to the provision of medical office space. The other points under that first finding are basically unchanged. The report concludes that the district does provide service of value. They do continue to provide grants and sponsorships. That level of grant funding will increase after the federal obligation is paid off. Those grants and sponsorships are generally consistent with health care needs identified by assessments done within the county, although the report notes that there are a number of improvements that are possible to that process being more explicit about exactly how those needs are met by a specific grant. The report also emphasizes the need for increased coordination with the county and county agencies and also other service providers. It's interesting, I was just reading in San Mateo County, there is a consortium of healthcare providers that includes the healthcare district and the county and other providers. And they do need, they do establish a series of priorities which the district then in turn can use to help guide their granting process. So I think there are some good examples of where that is done with relative success perhaps can be achieved here as well. I also emphasize in the report, now I'm actually finding 8-6, the bullets I've added to indicate or emphasize that the district can and should do a risk analysis of its real estate to better understand what the risks are and perhaps opportunities for reducing the risks. Although if that includes sale of property, that reduced risk also reduces its revenues as well. That would also, of course, reduce its real estate-related expenditures, which were for satisfying some requirements of the bond sales. The report in finding A8 also clarifies that in the amended solution, the sale of buildings would generate net proceeds after loans are paid off. And in addition, the district does have investments that were approximately $10 million. Some investments, and that money also would be available for distribution. Of course, in response to a number of comments, I have included in the report the possibility that in the event of dissolution, those funds, both from sale buildings and investments, could be now to go toward hospital uses. And also, I believe, in with respect to the other options, that even the status quo, there could be at least consideration for allocation of current revenue and grants for hospital purposes. I think it's certainly worth considering. The district has done that in the past, but as far as I can tell, not a completely part of their strategic plan or ongoing planning process. That is to consider grants for hospitals if that's determined to be a worthy goal in the context of the activity. Finding means that the district has improved the efficiency and effectiveness of its operations. His largely unchanged, although I tried to clarify a few points with respect to strategic planning, and it could or should consider potentially allocating a portion of its funds to hospitals as a strategic plan was. There's not need to be redone every year. Apparently, it should be reviewed every year. I think strategic plans more commonly is done maybe every 3 to 5 years. So it really provides a longer-term guidance. So I wanted to make that clear in response to questions from the commission. The other important information that's been received since the public review draft are the letters that we've received from county GSA that manages county buildings. They indicated in that letter that they have the capability to manage buildings such as the district office building. So that's information that you might want to consider when looking at various options. The letter was brief. It really didn't provide any additional explanation of what that experience and those qualifications were or exactly what it would do. So clearly, if you did pursue other options, there would be a need for substantially more information and practical services. The County Healthcare Services Agency also indicated its ability and willingness to provide grant-related services, and that would also include using its system for measuring outcomes of grants, which is something that the report points out perhaps the district could benefit from. The other findings are largely, again, unchanged with the exception of clarification. The report also notes that some of the governance options, or perhaps all of the options, will incur some level of cost, either for startup costs or transition-related costs. And we don't have enough to know for those are, but then down the road may be an important factor to consider. In the volume of the report, I was also asked to discuss AB 2737 in more detail. I've added language, and it is, on page 22, about some of the implications in the Boston bill and its restrictions do apply to the district. There are a few options. One, the district could sell some portion of its building, thereby reducing its real estate related expenditures, and that would bring it more in line with the requirements of the Boston bill. Alternatively, or perhaps in addition to that, the district could acquire medical facilities and therefore qualify in some respect as a provider of direct services, which would be exempt, I understand, in terms of the provisions of the bill. Another clarification the report made is to one of the options that is on page 63, advantages and disadvantages of dissolution and winding up the affairs. The report again clarifies that proceeds from that option could go towards hospitals within the community. Also, that section has been clarified regarding the potential reduction in administrative duplication, and that is the district provides granting services and the county provides granting services, and there's certainly some level of duplication in the administration of those grants. And so that language has been clarified. in response to one of the comments. So that tells us, I think, the most significant changes. And again, there were a number of other edits made, and also the changes noted in the findings filter throughout other sections of the report as well. And so you'll find edits throughout the rest of the report. So with that, I conclude my summary, and I'm happy to take questions and we'll follow the direction of staff.
I would be happy to talk about the next steps now, unless the commission has questions they'd like to ask at this time.
Are there any questions by any members?
I'm just curious, today when you sat down, there was a letter from the district discussing the Delta Gateway Center facility.
Sure.
And is this the only deck that they have on building number one?
This is the most significant deck that they have. I don't believe, and perhaps they can clarify for me, but my understanding is it is their primary nature of death without safety. And the judgment, right?
How does this play in the bill?
Right. Well, that's a good question. I was also curious about that as well, of course, because I was concerned that with the previous loan, although it had a favorable interest rate, it was still a construction loan, and there were some risks and uncertainties. So now it is a permanent loan that I understand is amortized over 20 years, so they'll be paying both interest and principal, so they'll be paying down the principal now, and also it will be due and payable in 10 years. So they'll have to deal with it in some fashion at that point. There is a slight increase in their budget as a result, and I've got some initial numbers. Previously, the district was paying property taxes on buildings, so the property taxes plus the debt service was about $60,000 a year. Now with the new loan and a slightly higher interest rate and amortization, but no property taxes, is similar payment is now $75,000. So that is $15,000. So I don't see that as a significant impact on their future budget. It does help provide some stability going forward. And also I understand that the cash reserves that they previously were required to maintain no longer exist, so that perhaps gives them a bit more flexibility. They do have a debt coverage ratio, which is standard, but they more than meet that debt coverage ratio.
Thank you. And if you need
to be done for a year. Is there anyone else who has a question? If you would use your microphone, please.
Okay. Okay. I just want to make sure I understood. For month or per year, you said 50,000, 75,000 a year.
That's a good point. 50,000 sounds lower to me. So I'll clarify that with the revenue for credit program now, if that's appropriate.
I have no problem with that. So please come up to the microphone. Please come up. Thank you.
That is a major.
Okay. So that's 15,000, 15, closer to about that $200,000 a year. So thank you. That's
a question on the situation. Anyone
else? You mentioned that the Gateway building, they're borrowing money, aren't they?
don't get the money and go before the statute on as well?
I believe that back then it was much smaller, and I was checking the court. I don't know the number off the top of my head.
Check it and come
back to the further debt.
Does that make sense? I guess I'm
dead. You can follow
through
the
faster. Thank you. That is the only debt. The other one. Yeah. Yeah. Sure. Yeah, you still have half. I'm curious. I'm refinancing. There's a lot of debt, a lot of debt.
Is there a new one down on? Very old interest rate, it's very low interest rate, not to be low, but very close. I think it was 3.2 to 3.2. This is a fixed interest rate.
Okay, does anybody have a third question before we move down? Too late. All right, any other questions? All right, thank you very much. Okay, any other questions from anyone? So, I can talk about the potential next steps. Okay. So, as you're aware, this type of study, it focuses on the district's governance structure, and its boundary and financial viability, as well as the level of advocacy of services. And just as a reminder, the study does not evaluate the financial viability of hospitals in Alameda County, nor is it a comparable value of hospital-based services compared to non-hospital-based services. So the next step that LASO will consider is the first thing to do is to decide whether you think the study is complete or not, and if it is complete, when you want to accept the report, and then if you accept the report, the next step would be to determine whether you want to take any action regarding the district and provide direction to staff. And so the commission could take no action and accept the report, and this project would essentially be over. The commission could amend the district's sphere of influence, which could occur in a network way. So the commission could keep the district coterminous sphere the way it is, and it could amend that sphere by adding terms and conditions that it thinks is appropriate, or it could assign a provisional sphere of influence and could assign terms and conditions that it thinks is appropriate. The committee could determine that it wants to assign a zero sphere to the district if the commission thinks that the district either is not providing service, that the services that are provided are inadequate, or if they could be more efficiently provided by another entity. If the commission wants to amend the sphere of influence, that would require a 21-day notice of public hearing. So the commission should consider when they want to consider doing that, you could do it under regular meetings or set another special meeting to consider that. The other option for the commission to consider would be to decide whether it wants to initiate a dissolution of the district. And in order to do that, the commission would have to adopt a resolution of application to initiate that dissolution. So that requires some kind of direction about which way the commission wants to go with that. And if the commission decides they want to pursue dissolution, then at a subsequent meeting, you would consider adopting a resolution to go down that path. In either case, And so a dissolution, as you are aware, can be initiated by any number of methods. So the district itself could initiate a dissolution. Any affected local agency, which in this case primarily Alameda County or the City of San Leandro or the City of Hayward, could initiate dissolution, and they could provide an application for that. So, or individuals could initiate the dissolution either by a petition of registered voters or a petition of landowners within the district. So in the case of dissolution, in any of those cases, there would be an application required that would include a range of information. Primarily, what would be important is the plan to provide services. If the commission were to decide to initiate dissolution and wind up the affairs of the district and not have any service continuation, then LASCA would name a successor agency to discharge all the liabilities, pay off all of the debt, and then they would be able to do what they want to do with the assets that are available after taking care of all the outstanding obligations. If the commission decides that dissolution is the way to go, that the services should be continued, that the time when the plan to provide services would be important, because the commission would need to have information about what services would be continued, how those services be financed, who would provide those services, and a range of other information. In the case of a fear amendment, that would not require the naming of the successor agency. It would require adopting a resolution of application, but there would obviously be information that staff would collect and provide that information to the commission to provide a basis for making those determinations and establishing any terms and conditions that the commission would like to do. I think that's pretty much what the next steps are. So, depending on what the commission decides they want to do and provides direction to staff to take the next step, timing would vary. I would say there could be action taken as soon as the next meeting of the commission, or it could be another date. If there's an application for dissolution, I would say that would take a minimum of 6 months to process. There are some special provisions when there's a dissolution of a healthcare district providing, which includes notifying state agencies and giving them 60 days to provide comments. And then there's other LASCA requirements and steps that need to be taken, including holding a public hearing, potentially a protest hearing, and there could potentially be an election as well. So I guess I'm happy to answer any questions. I'm not sure I can see all the steps, but I think I got the major ones, so I'm happy to answer any questions the commission might have.
Yes, if the commission decides that the experiment is appropriate and decides not to initiate dissolution proceedings or action, what happens to the recommendations that are included? In the report, as far as just general recommendations. Do we have authority to require that those actions or recommendations be implemented beyond the scope of our meeting today?
Under that scenario, I believe the commission could amend the sphere of influence of the district and attach the terms and conditions that. So the consultants come up with the recommendations, and the commission could come up with terms and conditions that would reflect those recommendations, and then require the visitor to come back and periodically provide a report to us about the status.
You said that's only if we decide to have the survey. Are you setting up for them to survey them?
I don't know how, other than that, last week we sent a letter to the district and, outline recommendations that LAFCO has, and I think that's probably the only communication that LAFCO can do about that. And I guess what I would add too is that the next time that the district was before LAFCO for a severe update, the commission could consider that list of recommendations and to include that in the review that is done for the district the next time it is reviewed.
So we accepted and changed the sphere in order to see the ratings and recommendations and then we get to wait for the next.
Essentially, I would say yes, but like I said, I think you could communicate to the district that the commission has concerns and wants to see some changes, and we could invite the district back to report on the status of making any of those changes. And I guess one clarification I want to make is when you're talking about amending the fear, it wouldn't necessarily have to be changing the sphere, but it could still be the same sphere that you would just be adding terms and conditions. So I would see that route as being a more concrete way of communicating the recommendations that the commission decides they think are important for the sphere to implement.
Okay.
Anything
else?
We decided to make one of the real minor changes in the sphere for realigning a couple of small areas. And that would require, again, the whole new sphere of influence, update study and everything else.
Not necessarily. The planning of the sphere of influence requires a 21-day notice hearing to happen, so there's that aspect, but it wouldn't trigger a new NSR, the municipal search review, or, a huge study.
So if we came on another alternative, then if we wanted to require some of the changes or recommend that they be implemented, it could be a very minor sphere of influence change. So it would require all the follow-ups that we need and everything else.
At least one of them here.
Thank you.
Any other members have a comment or a question at this time? Can you focus in now to hear from those that I have any questions?
Okay.
Thank you very much for your patience. I appreciate it. Mr. Gilbert.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Charles Gilbert. I'm the new guy on the direction of the Swanning Master Center. Meeting with constituents since what they feel about this. As far as the question of actual changes on the sphere of influence, that is something that Mayor Bonta pointed out every time he met with me. This district, even though we no longer collect taxes, which traditionally fund public monies, and therefore 40% of the district recalls not many workers that we have a new supervisor by the jurisdiction. Those residents who pay the income are terribly benefits from the resources of the district. So what I'm finding when I talk to people is that everyone agrees with Supervisor Chan's premise that the 65,000 is physically ERs are improving, and that all the hospitals, San Diego, St. Rose,
Highland, Washington, all of them are supervised the services at Allegheny County. What I found on with our board members is we all agree on that. I'm not here speaking entirely on my own today, and Jeff is speaking for the district, but I would hope that LAPCO would allow even to continue, because I think, as the report points out, our services are valuable, and I think they have a potential role to play in the future. The major drain on our assets right now is the $2 million a year we have to pay in judgment. If we could perhaps pursue it better to extend the payment deadline, take more interest, but less money per year for a longer period, we could potentially free up close to another $1 million if we can get them to go to the 14 minutes of the 30 year payment that could be used to assist where needed, which is the drugs, or Sally Android, or other nonprofits. It's shocking that last month we took the state of the city CEO of the hospital, James Jackson, announced that Sally Android was back in the black for the first time. But as everything is still tenuous, we lost millions coming out of the past with the demise of a specialist that has a knee replacement that impacted the overall revenues by millions of years. So everything is still tenuous. There's no solution for St. Rose. But the people I talk to in San Diego are concerned that the one...
And I think you need to start that out. Thank you.
Thank you. One final thing. If you choose not to go forward with parent influence change, Mr. Pico is concerned about having the issues and recommendations brought up, I would personally guarantee to introduce that discussion as a board agenda item. So everything you recommend will be discussed in the long term of the evening board.
Thank you.
Question.
Let me say that property taxes at the big project only profit in an incorporated area?
No. They were a portion of, they came into it, so an amendment to preclude the portion of the unincorporated constituents would not be there today.
Thank you for that clarification. Adrian Summer.
Despite the repeated findings that business in the district is unwarranted, the office of shifting management of the district remains unchanged. Why? For example, it seems that it is consistently focused on the audit, community centers, and fiscally responsible, it's a difficult matter to easily identify itself. The recommendation to change management is clearly following the office of parties who instigated the picture of the business. It's obvious that the concern without benefit, not for the district, nor the community of service. In yesterday's MAC meeting, the sentiments were 100% in favor of achieving the district impact.
anyone who's faced masks knows that that kind of support is not an easy thing. As a direct result of Councilmember Moore summed it up perfectly, I have a hard time supporting the code when we have a team that does. Testimonies in the district have already gone on record that they are willing to streamline operations to be more efficient and cost conscious. If they fail, task performance is proven and able to deliver. This addresses all kinds of performance boards, overwhelming responsibilities to the district, strong arguments against change management, and responsible commitment to constantly improve procedures. I would like to encourage and entreat this body to please be bold and respectful in finding things to manage that in the most positive way. Please do not reward the selfish motives that promise is very costly and time-consuming reviews by allowing anything other than unbridled darkness and a very fine community resource. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
It is
Good evening, Madam Chair and Commission. I'm Adrienne Williams. I'm an Eaton Health District stakeholder representing Davis Street Family, the Davis Street Primary Care Clinic, my CEO, Rosa Mia Johnson, and thousands of patients we serve. Eaton Health District helped to create our community clinics in the 1990s. Had it not been for the district's critical support, our ability to provide health care for at that time, hundreds of patients would have been jeopardized. The decision to dissolve the Eaton Health District would now compromise our ability to provide continuity of critical health care for thousands in our community. Whatever decision the commission decides, we are hopeful that it is not detrimental to the industry's primary care clinic and the thousands of community stakeholders.
Stephen Cassidy.
Hello, Commissioner, members of the Commission. My name is Stephen Cassidy. I'm a resident of San Leandro. I'm the mayor of the city from 2011 to 2014. I'd like to first thank you for your work. I believe the Commission plays a vital role in ensuring the accountability and transparency of our governmental entities and we give a lot of time and patience to know that you need to as U.S. officials so that you can serve as your commodity. In looking at the district, I spent a little bit of time in San Leandro Diver and research and history in health districts. I found actually that after the course of the late 70s, on the sphere of influence for Central Alameda County. And what's fascinating about the industry we just mentioned passing, but the report focused on the Hayward Area Recreational District, the Castro Valley Sanitary District, and the Oral Logan Sanitary District, and recommended that all three of those agencies be resolved. That report obviously did not stand the test of time. I think tonight's report, however, will. Because it's detailed, it's thorough, and I'm asking you tonight to bring the dissolution review process to a conclusion. I think there's great value in looking at this sphere of influence and imposing or passing onto it many of the recommendations that are made within the report. But the process of looking at dissolution ultimately is very time-consuming and debilitating to the district. And we have an opportunity now for the district meeting to move forward. And I did this on three reasons. First, the report states that the Eaton Health District provides valuable services. Second, the state that this solution will result in less revenue for the community around them. And third, this is a company report that is important point in terms of context. Eaton Health District is now at an inflection point. Many of the struggles of the past are behind it. It's looking on a much better financial footing. It's looking for a new CEO. It has new board members, which is supplemented by a community advisory group that includes residents from throughout the district. There's a new state statute that governs the guidelines for the district to follow. I'm asking you to give the district the freedom to grow and to prosper and to become a vital player in the ecosystem of the Alameda healthcare community. And I believe that the district can prosper with the support, with collaboration. I also believe that those last couple of course create a roadmap for the future for the district in terms of collaborating with the county and in terms of doing the work.
Thank you for your thoughtful Roxanne Lewis.
Good evening. I'm Roxanne Lewis. I'm the chair of Outer Eden Health District. And I just want to reiterate what Mr. Gilchrist has said, and just keep on questioning it, looking at the suggestions that Mr. Gilchrist has made, that we are totally willing and able to look at those suggestions and work with LAFCO to make things work out better for both the district and the county. We would love to collaborate with the county and are fully open to doing that. So I don't think I need to say any more about the sense that I hope that you will see that we keep our spirit composed and keep going on our good plan. Thank you. Next speaker, Dave Brown.
Good evening, Madam Chair, Commissioners. I'm Dave Brown, I'm the Chief of Staff for Tour, I'm the Chair. And I'm glad that Mr. Hurston talked about the two letters that were submitted from the county, that means how the county is a successor agency to actually manage and run the district's operations. So the healthcare services agency, they use the contract management, that's a little more straightforward. For the general services agency, the reason it's a little more vague in terms of letters is they would actually have to look under the hood and, you know, look at the properties, look at the property management contracts and leases, see how they make a very specific proposal. The way I look at it is if you were to keep the status quo, that's an either or proposition. Either you're going to support community grants or you're going to support the hospital. If you do a whole solution, it's an either or proposition. So it's a whole man proposition if you look at a solution with a county able to continue operating the properties. We know that once properties have to be sold, the revenue will be reduced. And that was one reason why the test rate is more than attractive. So given the responsibility that the county could actually do that, we will find an operator. Now, Mr. Gilchrist mentioned about renegotiating the deal with Sun. That would be fantastic if we could have an extra $1 million per year for healthcare services. If we do it through the county, we can manage dollar for dollar to sell those grants. So we can bring back that $1 million to $2 million if it goes to the state and hospital. Every dollar we save can be doubled if it goes to a state and hospital. We can maintain the current grant program that it is on, and then we can give it to and also increase our commitment to state and hospital in the district. So all I'm asking is, and I'm asking as can, is to give an opportunity to the county to come up with a proposal for how it can be done so that we can maximize revenue for the district in terms of healthcare services. And I think this is a pretty fun thing to see. There's been 10 or 15 months that I kind of come over from here.
Thank you. The next speaker, Rosa McMillan. I'm not sure how you pronounce your first name.
UA Calderanti.
Studious name, my name is Natalia. Well,
I am a resident of Oldman, and I'm on the show. I work here in San Leandro, in the industry of primary care. As a stay-at-home, my responsibility is only to keep in touch with you so you better understand how much you really spend. About 3 years ago, exactly May, we received our designation from the community council. Within a year, the industry was able to get the designation of a federally qualified health care. The same time, during the same period, Human Health committed $250,000 to the agency and subsidized its medical insurance. I would like to tell you, in your back, that $250,000 enabled us to see approximately 1,000 patient visits for a year. So think about the next 4 years. So another 4,000 miles that we will be helping and giving kind of
support. Thank you very much. Next speaker, Tom Glenn. Thank you very much. Nice to be back here again for the time before you. I want to thank you also for everybody for your patience and your pride and your professionalism. And the most important course of the last 150 years in this country and the world is rapid change. It's accelerating as we know every single day and the social modalities and the research values. Paradigms, including the medical paradigms, are changing every single day as well. And the whole nature of that environment is changing from a hospital center of the world to moving to a health outcome center of the world. The U.S. Public Health Service, their annual, every 10 years, they can help people from 10 to 2020. And that's the guidelines of how to improve health outcomes. And even the economy are going to start tonight to be the way I talked about the rapid evolution of hospitals, the change in nature there, and how that whole world has changed so dramatically. A lot of the purpose is to keep people out of hospitals, reduce costs of care, and improve the quality of health for everybody. The whole question is, in the future, how do we move on and how do we increase efficacy? And with the times that we've had, we have the flexibility to move to and fro. There are two hospitals that have been kept open as we were able to respond to the city of San Diego and the county's city could not respond. And the flexibility we have is the key. It's a last of Chapel, Separation Power, Orthodoxy, and community out there to make sure we respond quickly to the present of the emergency needs and a lot of other things are not being able to do. With that said, I would say we'd like to move on to the future. I want to say the last thing we've been is appreciative of your patience and professionalism, and support them, and the issues. Now, two times, and we really appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I have no other questions. Is there anyone else who wants to have anything to say? Okay. I would just say that I think we'll talk about it in a minute. Speak about it later.
Yes, sir. Thank you. It seems to me that some of the studies to be expected, first of all, I don't know if there's any more that can be gained additional study, and much study, based on the findings of the study, I don't think the district wants to do it. I think we should be looking at therapy for, as well as looking at certain conditions going forward. Some of the things that Dave Brown pointed out, my colleague and his supervisors, I think some of those things should be achieved in terms of conditions that the hospital could impose as a result of moving forward with the district. Because I think it's important that the district look at how it's cooperating with the county and other jurisdictions, as well as looking at how it can maximize its efficiency. Those people that I look not produced by a common position in this plan that I have staff take a look at it and at that time we can take those on most expansive and
be just enough to improve, but I still think there's much more that can be done from the district's part. I just don't think the solution is warranted, but I do think the chair does want to do as well as that certain condition is warranted as well. And that's all I'm saying for the moment. I just wanted to put that out to try to get the discussion going. But I also wanted to mention on the Cash County Advisory Council, one of the recommendations is that the district chair does want to put such an important area
That's a very good question. I was surprised to see that, and I was at the Hampton Valley Math meeting last night, but I left before they had that discussion. So it's not totally clear to me what the basis of that is, other than they want the district to be off Chapter Valley. The district was created as the Eden Township and included other jurisdictions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the district is Chapter Valley, 24
acres. Right. So that could be shared in.
Excluding cities.
I have Supervisor Chan staff with him. He talked about the ability to have the money spent on the land. Could you explore or say a little more about that?
Wait, no. Let's do my part. Thank you. And do you mean if we can, if Eden continues to have this responsibility or what?
It's called intergovernmental transfer, or IDT for short, and it's based on a federal program where you invest in a safety deposit of $1 and $1 on top of that. So what we did say in Oregon, by renegotiating the contract or something with Sutter, that $1 million can become two. I think when that's good, I can't remember
or
we need to do that. No, that's what we're doing. Well, it depends. There are some restrictions on other agencies doing it, just try to part of it again. I don't want to get into this specific, I don't know what the answer is, but we'll be there to explore that. But there are some limitations in the county that would be one
of them. I just wanted to, ask Mark Buffers about his rationale for the permit, so I'm going to go back to that for a minute. Okay. So I'm just going to read you what he said and see if that's front of any thought on the issue. So the series was suspended, was around the cities, Hayward, Chan, Leandro, controlling their own budget locally and not needing the district funds to the extent the unincorporated area needs it. The unincorporated area's budget is offsite at Oakland, and Eden Township is the only public funding where the decisions are made in and some extent for the unincorporated area, and this funding can never be replaced and is too valuable to lose. So that's what your rationale is.
I've reviewed some impressions over the last several months, but I should have been, so I think I've been part of at least two MSR and July reviews of the district, and my feelings haven't changed that much. I supported certification of the report, but I was very at ease of the district as a good, efficient government structure. valuable service. I've seen that from first day I looked at this, and through the study, I believe that even more. And I thought that it continues. I'm not convinced it's an efficient mode of doing that. So I do want to see it consider the solution. But I'll tell you that if this solution leads to dissolving the thing and putting the money, frankly, to a hospital, then I won't support it. I want the money to go back to the people and get the people to support it. But for the last several years, I've said I want to support a more efficient way to deliver these services. That's why I say I'd like to see a pursuit of the solution. I don't know, get there, ultimately, but I think it's worth it to the residents of this district if we can either do it ourselves, pursue it out of the district or the county, look at ways to deliver these services more efficiently and broad. The game stream is an example of that, and so. I'm not going to accept before approve it, but I do want to continue with it. I'm sorry, this is not the end, but Monterey is not the end, but I think we need to get to a better place with it. And I'm not saying we won't get there, but I want that with these programs.
Thank you, I'm calling that everything I say is in my head. I'm very well plugged up. It's probably used to the right now. I can't get through. So I'm right in the same boat as Spunk. I don't know that I'm as trusted as the transcendent he is, but because I think through this process, I came off feeling a little better about the one I can intake. A little bit, but I'm not quite there, and I would say that from my standpoint, in which today, from accepting the report, I'm not sure I can do that today, because what I would like to do is I would like to see some work done on the recommendation that was passed by the Ground Pass itself on behalf of Holden Chair, and I would like to see this go back and have cash staff at least analyze this and then bring it back to us in a subsequent day so we can at least understand this, because the idea of the IGT is very interesting, and I do know that we can leverage more funds by doing that and could possibly use more money for that position. So my point would be what the problem would be in waiting a couple more months, asking staff to do a little bit more work on this, and with the county staff, not so much office staff, like doing work on this, and then bringing it back to the council and have a little bit more comprehensive study on this before. So I would like to ask you.
Okay,
thank you.
I think that's a good point.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you. Any other members who want to have spoken have any comments or thoughts? Georgine, I'm looking at you. I don't think everybody has a chance to see it.
Well, I have to say, please use your,
reminder.
My way, that's the truth. This is the first of my way. I think it's been proven 14,000 times over that this district is providing a service that may be diluted at the county level. It always worries me when a bigger agency takes over things because there's red tape gets involved and it doesn't seem as efficient as it could be. I think we've seen enough information. I've read so many reports. I have a stack this big out in my car that I've accumulated over the last 2 years of reports. I think the district does need some assistance in operating a little bit more efficiently, and I think they ought to work with the county as much as possible. There's some way to do the IGT by transferring money from
the district Human Shelter Services Agency or whatever agency handles this so that we can take advantage of those funds, I think that would be remarkable. And the continuing negotiation with Sutter to try to clean us a little bit more realistic, or that's not fair, a little bit more reasonable, shall we say. I'm happy with the way the district is being run. I think the buildings are good investments. I don't see a risk in a commercial building, especially in Dublin. I've been to Dublin lately. I just think it's ridiculous to liquidate everything and then to know that we're going forward so that you have to come back to the residents for maybe a tax again. It's not adding any additional burden, tax burden. I'm a little attacky, so I'm an accountant. So, you know, tax burden's right here. And I just think this is the way to go, is to study the report, talk about a change in boundaries. This is the year that the Council on Math wants to reduce it. I can understand their position, but if it makes sense to me to increase the sphere a little bit so that those buildings out in Dublin, even though they're serving Dublin people, could be considered as providing a service for the district. Those are just my thoughts.
Thanks, Commissioner. I also talked to the
I think it's a bulletin on the alternate public member here, but I should just speak. You're very hesitant about that. I think that the report is complete and should be accepted as complete. I do not agree with the dissolution of the district. I think the district should be allowed to continue. I believe that there are probably some spirit influence changes that should be considered by LACO, along with some recommendations that are provided by the consultant in this report. I think that the issue of looking at the sphere of influence changes is something that probably doesn't have to happen immediately. It could happen at the next government's call. Report that we do, and I think that the recommendations of the consultant can be considered by the board of being up here without a specific direction from LACO, and the LACO could recommend strongly that they be considered, and when we do our next municipal service review, we would have an opportunity at that point in time to determine whether or not those actions were taken and what changes might need to be made. But I think we spent a lot of time on this issue right now. I think we have to address the issue of whether the district should be dissolved or not. And we should allow the district to demonstrate that they have the capability of modifying certain management practices and procedures and continue to provide excellent service to the constituents of their district. As far as the county proposal, I think it's kind of one of these last minute things to come in that we should have probably had on the board a long time ago, and it appears to me that it's really the county that wants the dissolution of the district, and they should come up with a proposal from the attorney earlier, so I'm sure what they wanted to do.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay. This is not part of my ward as an East Bay regional practice, but proof of I view this, my supervisor, Maya said earlier, as a separate job. And I feel like I've really gotten to know the area quite a bit. I do intend to be in Cherryland. I found out today that when the very heavy affair. But then I was impressed with that type of devotion to trying to get people healthy. My husband used to serve on our hospital board and handle the change and he was there in the night. As far as I can tell, people are trying to keep them out of the hospital, and once they have been
if they're well and leave the hospital, you don't want them to come back and see our new city council. I understand that. I think the report was thorough. I appreciate the fact that I do believe the county could work with the, I guess I think this is the last minute approach that I really do not appreciate this morning. I think I want to come together and find a partner in working to benefit health. That was all about in a single, all in one vote. But I think they've done a decent job. I think they've new board surrenders. I've known the Democrats for quite a while. He's had his own self issues we were talking about. As far as I'm concerned, the report is good. I appreciate what our consultant has done. John Batten, Constitution 101. I mean, further remarks that have come before us. And as far as I'm concerned, I think we need to move forward. I do think changes have to be taken seriously by the board, if however we can put that in. I think it should happen. But all agencies have to change and have to adapt. And that is what we need, in my opinion. So, anyone else have thought or comment on what you want to add that?
If we accept the report today and then give direction that we look at your initial review as well as in terms of conditions, those terms and conditions could include looking at what the county suggested. That would definitely take them to the conclusion of it. It would take us down another route of keeping this, looking at certain positions around operations, how we can do that, and more efficiencies, collaboration, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes, I think it could be included as one of the terms and conditions that we'll get proposal. But the county did let those information regarding that proposal at any time. So it could be part of an application the county gave us. It could just be information the county gives us. But it, yes, it could include the condition. Would you like to thank all you? I do not see anybody else have a comment or thought.
So I'm looking at the recommendations that the staff outlined in the report. Move that special studies include that we accept the special study report, that we look at material review, and that we look at certain terms and conditions relative to the continuation of the district, and that we have to come back with an outline of what they would consider certain terms and conditions from the and all of you look at. This proposal at any time, and staff from LASO can also bring decisions back that one of those terms and conditions would be that we explore partnering and collaborating with the county.
So what's your question?
Well, I'm just trying to figure out, are we coming back on the
Chair, what I see happening is we went through a creative process with the Fire District, and I think all of us came through it for good. I just feel that's what we need to do with the team.
I agree.
That's clear, but that's good. Any questions? I'm so happy. I'm glad you see that. Then I would like to call for a roll call vote. Today's action, the only final action you can take today is accepting the report and declaring the special session complete. So you're just providing direction to staff, so I would come back with additional information out of here and come in.
And I also say that we are now looking for the solution.
Yes. That's what I heard you say. It's not just a new solution, but do you agree here as well?
Yes. We're also asking that you can look for the decision.
Right.
Because it's ultimately us bringing it back down.
Right. If you may be too close to answer this for the next meeting, what would you say? Well, given that, yes, I would say it's probably too close for the next meeting, because we have to notice if, I'm going to bring something back to the commission to consider an amendment. Okay, thank you for the notice.
So when would you like to?
We have a meeting in July.
All right,
so as soon as the meeting will happen in July, all right, I'll ask the next question. Should we have it again here in Santa Clara? Well, if we have it at our regular meeting, we could move our regular meeting here to Santa Valley. I don't know exactly what will be on the agenda yet for July. I don't know if any.
We could probably move something forward back to the city as well. It seems that we're going to be better to come right here.
And then that's up to the commission. I have no problem doing it here or in Dallas. So that's up to the commission where
you need to go first.
Commissioner Zimmer, can you clarify the motion? This is not a dissolution proceeding, so you're not deciding dissolution today. What you're deciding is the commission is not going to itself initiate dissolution.
We're not moving to the board. I think that was clear in your motion. Okay. Everybody's clear on the motion. Okay. Any questions? I'll leave it. Can we go forward now? I think those two should vote on the motion.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's have a roll call vote.
Okay, so it was motion by Commissioner Miley and second by Commissioner Johnson.
Yes, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, so it was motion by Commissioner Miley and second by Commissioner Johnson.
Yes.
So I'm going to just call the names of the voting members, right? Not the alternates. So that will be okay, repeat the motion. All right, so, I don't know why I wrote that down. The motion is to accept the special study as being complete, to accept that report, decide and determine that the commission itself is not initiating dissolution. What about the SLI amendments? To pursue the SLI amendments with looking at terms and conditions. That will be brought back at a future meeting by staff.
Okay.
Probably
in July.
Okay. So, Commissioner Spinzorio.
No.
Commissioner Hagerty.
No.
Could I call the name of the people that motioned? Commissioner Miley?
Yes.
Commissioner Johnson?
Yes.
Commissioner Wieskamp?
Yes.
Okay, there's no city members here, so... So we have three yeses and two noes. Motion passed.
Motion passed. Okay, so at this stage it is clear that we're moving forward, moving to the policy. At this stage we have the Commissioner going on back from staff. We'll have a meeting in July and we'll learn more at that time. And thank you so much for your patience. We can't appreciate your vote.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the other side of the committee.